You're listening to 3CR on 855 AM. Up next, I'll be joined live to air by Natalie Farah to discuss yesterday's pro-Palestine, anti-fascist and anti-racism rally and the so-called March for Australia demonstration, which pushed an anti-immigration agenda and saw groups of neo-Nazis openly targeting migrant communities as well as camp sovereignty. Natalie is a passionate advocate, writer and political campaigner from the Swana region. She is a proud descendant of a long line of resistance fighters, arriving to this continent as a refugee and with a strong focus on centering First Nations justice. Natalie has campaigned against racism, for refugee rights, for climate justice, and recently she has a strong focus on stopping the arms trade with Israel and weapons manufacturing on this continent. She resists through storytelling, spoken word, and staunch political action.
Hello?
Good morning, Natalie. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Thanks for joining us on the show this morning. Yesterday was a big day.
Yeah, yesterday was a pretty massive day. And a lot of us are feeling pretty sore and tired this morning, but certainly very proud of our comrades. And, yeah, standing up for racism yesterday.
Very, very important at this period of time, I suppose. But could you speak to who the organisers were behind yesterday's rallies?
Yesterday was a pretty broad coalition of different groups. We had the weekly Palestine rally that started at State Library. And so that's, you know, Students for Palestine and the NAM Coalition and Free Palestine Melbourne, etc. There was another group of people who wanted to organise a more sort of direct disruption to the so-called March for Australia. And that group met at Federation Square at the time where the march started to gather. And very, very quickly, we can tell what the theme of the day was going to be. We were pushed back very, you know, abruptly, very violently. While the March for Australia were allowed to continue to stay where they are, and we had about like three arrests just in that process of being pushed back two blocks or so. It was horrendous from the beginning, and unfortunately didn't really get better throughout the rest of the day.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely some intense, like, sort of spitfires popping off all throughout the city. But could you comment on police presence in the city throughout the day and their attitudes towards anti-immigration protesters and pro-Palestine protesters, given the new designated search laws as well?
Yeah, well, you know, I was on the front lines for most of the time. I'm lucky that I'm able to, you know, to push through lots of pepper spray and whatnot. But it was really clear from the first interaction that, firstly, they didn't want to talk to us. I went and introduced myself a couple of times and I said that I'd like to have a conversation about, you know, their movements, our movements. So I said that, we wanted to remain peaceful. And they just they shook their head at me. They just refused to have a conversation, which was, you know, really disappointing to say the least. The presence was quite large and it was pretty clear as well, like, where the weapons were facing. So just from being on the front lines and seeing as they approach, they approach us, there was a moment where we were, like, in direct confrontation on Collins Street. And they just faced us with the pepper spray, and they gave their back to the, you know, people who were throwing projectiles and glass at us. So nothing surprising here, unfortunately. It was really clear who they were trying to protect, but they kept saying, "We're trying to protect you." Didn't really see that happening, to be honest.
The action ended with a smoking ceremony, a debrief and a barbecue at Camp Sovereignty. But what happened at Camp Sovereignty?
So, you know, we started to arrive at Camp Sovereignty around 2:30. Around 4 o'clock we had, the weekly ceremony. Every week after the Palestine rally we go there. And there's, you know, beautiful smoke. And we gather around the fire. And maybe just as that was finishing up, we were all sitting around. We see a group wearing all black heading from the city towards us. And, yeah, we recognised that they are the NSN, so the National Socialist Network. And once they get to the bottom of the hill, they start shouting, Aussie, 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 and then they start laughing, which was really interesting. And they started running up the hill. We all got to our feet, but by the time we got to our feet, they were already there. They attacked us with flagpoles, with metal poles, bits of brick, bits of, you know, wood, basically whatever they can find around. They attacked the women first. So about three or four of us were young women, mostly women of colour. We went up to them to try and de-escalate the situation, just try and talk to them. And they just tripped us, and while we were down, just, you know, yeah, like kicked us in the stomach, got a few comrades with pretty significant injuries that are in the hospital at the moment. Yeah, and I guess once they finished that bashing, they moved on other parts of the camp. We formed a line. It was really inspiring. We didn't actually let them anywhere near the fire. We protected the fire. Slowly we pushed them out. And, yeah, they just continued to throw stuff at us. We continued to just push back until we could hear police sirens coming and they just, you know, scurried away. So, yeah, that's in summary what happened. It was terrifying. It was also just a bit unbelievable, this brazen attack of, you know, racist, hateful attack with their faces completely uncovered. Like, they just have no fear anymore. They've got no shame, no fear. And this is because of, you know, lack of action by the police and by the state government in actually holding them accountable. They've allowed fascist ideology and Nazi to spread. And this is what we get now, is we get a mob of very young men. They were all under 30 who were just bashing women without, you know, any fear.
Yeah, I think it was incredibly brave of those who are at Camp Sovereignty to stand up and protect it, as it is a sacred space. It is a ceremonial space. And it's one of the most important places in this city.
Absolutely, and that's exactly why they attacked it, right? Like, the first thing that they went for was the Aboriginal flag. Mm. And it was really clear they were there because this is what Land Back looks like, you know? Uncle Robbie set up that camp as, you know, a form of protest and has kept the fire burning, and they absolutely hate that.
Mm. And shout out to any comrades and family and friends who stayed overnight at Camp Sovereignty to hold down the fort, so to speak. And prayers up to any mob and Indigenous folk, Palestinians, or people from migrant backgrounds as well, or minority groups who were harmed throughout yesterday. But what words, to wrap up, Natalie, what words or advice do you have for the community at this point in time?
We need to stand together properly, and we need to get serious about protecting ourselves. It is very clear that the police are not here to protect us. We had to stand up and resist the Nazis by ourselves, and I imagine that might happen again, especially at Camp Sovereignty. We're calling on people to, firstly, you know, head down to Camp Sovereignty if you haven't been. Have a chat. See what way you can support. We always need, you know, food and snacks and water and tea and things like that. If you can stay overnight, that would be really appreciated, because that's really the most vulnerable time for that space. And maybe we need to just start thinking about you know, how we interact together as well between all of the different groups to stop the leftist infighting, as they call it, and collaborate a bit better with each other, because it's not a game. And to all of the, you know, people who don't identify as women or non-binary, we need you. We need people to step up, because women are on the front lines. We're already doing everything. And then now we're being properly targeted. And so we need people to step up and support physically, to be there, to protect the community. So put your money where your mouth is.
That's all we've got time for, Nat. Thank you so much for your time and energy. And
thank you.
Appreciate all the work that you do for the community.
Thank you.
No worries. Take care today.
Bye.